Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about the gospel of all and how God is the God of all. And that word, it's a small word, three-letter word, but what does that really mean? And what does God require of us? And we're going to just unpack that and talk about that some more. We're also going to be talking about how in Iran right now, there are Muslims that are tired of Islam, and they're asking, who is Jesus? They want to know, who is Jesus?
Wow, cool.
And it's so exciting. There is a Mohammed TV is being broadcast secretly now into Iran, and they're flipping in channels, even though it's being, you know, diverted and mm-hmm. scrambled. They're still listening. And they're calling up and they're saying, tell me about this Jesus.
Wow.
So that is so, so encouraging. And we're going to share some testimonies and just really just get into this, because that's what we want. We want the gospel, the light, you know, of the word of God to go all over the world. And we want people to have the opportunity really to know who Jesus is. That's what it all boils down to, is about Jesus. You know, other people have made it about religion. They've made it about church, they've made it about all these rules. Listen, it's about knowing him and him knowing you in a relationship with him. And once you have a relationship with the Lord, it will change your entire life. We're also going to be talking about, a revival that's taken place in South Korea, which is amazing. And of course, we're going to be talking about some things that Steve is sharing, going to be sharing with us about talking about words and some things that the Lord has showed him in Rick Joyner's book, The Harvest. We're excited to be hearing about all of it, but we're going to get right to it, and we're going to be talking and just sharing about what's happening in Iran right now. Understand that Iran is an oppressive country. It is a country that does not really support Christians there. How do we know? Because we've reported about the two young ladies that distributed over 40,000 Bibles on backpack in Iran in the dark, and they were sent to Evin Prison.
Wow.
One of the most notorious prisons. Their story is amazing. We're going to relate this for you in the torch, but these women were willing to stand in the face of great persecution. They were arrested. They were jailed. I mean, it was horrific what was done to them. And the testimony of one of the ladies there, Christian ladies, she says, the worst day, and I believe they were in prison for over a year. And she says, one of the worst day that I was in prison. Now, mind you, they're with the most, I mean,
evil, yeah,
evil people you can face. It's the most notorious prison in all of Iran. And she says, one of the worst days that I experienced is the day that I didn't feel the Lord's presence. That was my worst day. You know, you understand, when Jesus is all that you have, he's all that you have. And they made it out. They put a book together for their story, and they are encouraging Christians all over the world and, of course, in Iran. You know, why do we know that Iran is an oppressive place? Because of Pastor Saeed Abedini, who is still in prison, an American-Iranian pastor who is in Iran sharing about the gospel, has still been in prison well over a year, and there's been international calls for him to be released. His wife and Jay Sekulow with ACLJ?
ACLJ, right.
Have been working extensively to do everything they can to get him removed. He's not getting medical treatment. We want to continue to pray for Pastor Saeed. But in the midst of great tragedy, in the midst of these atrocities, there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
There's hope because there are still, although it's a country that's oppressive towards Christians, there is a minority of Christians that are there, and there are people in Iran who are saying they are tired. They are tired of Islam. And they want to know, who is this Jesus? Mohammed TV has been broadcasting there, and we want you to see firsthand what is happening, because this is going to encourage you. Watch this.
These are very busy and exciting times at Mohabbat TV, as it carries out its mission of broadcasting Christianity into Iran.
We're seeing a huge, huge number of Iranians who are reaching out to our channel.
Mike Ansari oversees the popular channel. Since 2006, they've been beaming Christian programs via satellite to Middle East, Europe, and parts of Asia. But for Mohabbat's cast, crew, production, and office staff, their main focus is the Islamic nation of Iran.
Many of our viewers that are contacting us from Iran, they claim that Islam has not delivered to their expectations. So when they turn the channel on and see Mohabbat TV, they hear a new message of Jesus, of forgiveness, of love, of acceptance.
Nazanin Bahastani manages the phone call center operations for the channel.
Persians are really thirsty for the truth. They want to know that who is this God that we talk about? Who is this Jesus? Is he real or is just a prophet?
To answer those and many other questions, the channel has deployed Farsi-speaking Christian counselors in different time zones around the world. Behastani says they take on average between 8,000 and 10,000 calls a month from Iranians.
That's when, you know, we open the subject, we preach the gospel, and so many give the heart. So many receive him.
But producing Christian programs for Iran is not without its challenges. You see, the bulk of Ansari's productions for the channel are done outside of Iran from multiple secret locations for safety and security reasons.
Our channel and our signals are getting jammed on a daily basis. It is true that the phone calls are being monitored and people who try to contact us may get persecuted from time to time.
In June 2011, a Christian man's house got raided by Iranian authorities as he was on the phone with a Mohabbat counselor. This is an audio recording of the conversation between the phone counselor and a member of the Iranian secret police as he tells the story of what happened when he broke into the house. It has never been released to the public until now, exclusively on CBN News.
Has caused problems for others. I just arrested him again. I swear to God, I'll beat him up so much. I beat him so hard, he's almost dead. There's blood all over. I swear. I feel bad for him. You feel bad for him? Let him go. Who am I to set him free? Listen, lady, you guys have caused a lot of trouble for Iran's youth.
The young Christian man was reportedly killed shortly after the conversation. But Ansari says the threats are not stopping Iranians from watching the channel, which provides 24-hour Christian programming.
Remember, in Iran, there is no such a thing as a church, as you and I know, outside of Iran. So many Iranians who are curious, they find it easier, more private and more safe to be at home, at their own home, at the comfort of their home, watching the channel.
The official religion of Iran is Islam. Christians are officially less than half of 1% of the population. The overwhelming majority are Muslim. Christians are routinely imprisoned and labeled as threats to national security. Open Doors, a group that has served the persecuted church for decades, has ranked Iran number 9 on its list of 50 countries where persecution of Christians is most severe.
You have programming on a channel that is geared just towards that, to give them hope and encourage them. And yet, tell them that, you know, persecution is definitely a part of a Christian's life. When you become a Christian and you reside in a country that is not predominantly Christian.
The United Nations says at least 49 Iranian Christians are being held in jails. Among them is American citizen and Christian pastor Saeed Abedini, who is serving an 8-year prison term for refusing to recant his faith.
We really don't want to see any of them jeopardized or being persecuted. So we always tell them to act with wisdom and be wise about their new faith and the way they approach others.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The harsh treatment of Christians is reportedly fueling the flames of church growth.
We're seeing a new season right now. There are so many people who are reaching out on their own accounts. It seems that they're not afraid. They just want to reach out and go beyond any kind of authority or limitation that may exist locally for them to just connect to somebody that they could relate to.
Ansari, a native of Iran, is encouraging Christians worldwide to pray for Iran, especially now as they and millions of Muslims observe the holy month of Ramadan.
Our goal is just to be out there and just tell them that there is another choice. You know, the prophet Jesus, whom they know very well through Islam, he's more than a prophet. That believing in him can bring a sense of hope.
George Thomas, CBN News.
Amazing. How encouraging is that? That Mojave TV is broadcasting into Iran. But listen, it's not just the Mojave TV. We have viewers and people that are connecting with VFN TV in Iran, and we're excited and encouraged to know. I mean, they're receiving 800 to 1,000 calls per day, and many of them are coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you. Listen, if you're praying to go into the mission field, go to Iran. Go to the Middle East. This is the 1040 window, they say, that is so hard, that has been hard to penetrate with the gospel. This is what we need to be doing. This is where we need to be going. And this is so, so amazing.
Wow.
800 to 1,000 calls
Beautiful.
A day. And it goes to underscore the importance today of media and you know, one reason God's called us here, VFN TV, to broadcast and to make sure that the gospel, the light, is getting to everyone all across the world. Because as you just heard in that segment, Iranians don't have the opportunity to go to and gather in public houses of worship like many Christians and believers are able to do in the West. They do it, you know, at home, undercover. Many of them are being persecuted. They've torched other, you know, places of gathering, houses of worship before. And so they have it broadcast in their own home, and they're making radical decisions to serve God. I want to encourage you to pray. When you think about Muslims, when you think about people in the Middle East, don't assume that they're all Muslims. Don't assume that they don't want to hear about Jesus. They do. And if you live in a community where there is a Muslim population, I have the opportunity to reach out to them. I think about Dr. Ergun Kenner, who was grew up in Islam here in the United States, and a young boy in school continued to witness and to talk to him about Jesus and challenge them to come to a church gathering. And it was there that he came into the revelation of who Jesus was, and this changed his life forever. And now he's teaching people all over the world, and particularly Muslims, about the truth about Jesus. We want to encourage you. Let's share the gospel all over the Middle East, and let's see more folks that used to serve Islam and Allah come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.